Hi, and welcome to In Christ Singapore this Sunday morning. All of you are very, very welcome. Please write something in the chat so we can greet you. And if you are new to In Christ Singapore, you're extra welcome. Please fill in the electronic contact card so we can contact you and give you more information of who we are and what we do. So let's start with the announcement for today. The 25th of October, after the Sunday service, we're going to have a fellowship session on Zoom, and you're very welcome to take part. We cannot meet in the physical yet, so this is a session where we can have the opportunity to catch up and see each other again. It's a virtual hangout, and it's going to be on the Zoom platform. Please take a note of this. And then, start this Thursday, we're going to have a four-part seminar with Artie Kendall, and he will be teaching from the book of Colossians. And this four-part seminar will be released once a week, every Thursday at 8 p.m. And it's going to be released on our webpage. Please take a look at our webpage and look for the Colossians seminar. And Wednesday has been released on Thursdays, 8 p.m. You can watch them at will after that. All right, Women of Faith, the group of Women of Faith is meeting every Thursday morning at 9:30 a.m. And they meet at Zoom, and they're going through the book study of the Pursuit of Holiness. If you want to take part, please register, and you'll be contacted about to get the different information to join. And In Christ Singapore is so grateful for every tithe and offering that comes in. And we know that it's a different time where you cannot put cash into a basket, but we can give through electronic means. And you can use your bank app to scan the QR code next to us to use Pay Now or Pay La. Or you can use the information to do a manual entry on your internet bank. And if you want to give by check, just reach out to the office and you will get the information that you need. All right, last but not least, cell groups. In Christ Singapore is a cell group church. We strongly encourage everybody to join a cell group where you have the opportunity to journey with brothers and sisters of the same faith. And at the moment, we have 7 different cell groups up and running, and we encourage you to join one today. If you are interested, fill in the contact form and we will get back to you shortly. With that, we're going to go into the worship, so let us pray. Father, we come before you. We welcome you into this service, Father. We ask you that we can relax and let go of everything that bustles around in our heart, soul, and mind, Father, so we can worship you with all our heart and giving you the glory and the praise, Father. We also want to commit this service into your hands. And we pray that when the word goes out, we can receive everything that you have for us today, Father. So it can get planted in good soil in our heart, and it will grow and yield fruit, Father. Lord, we thank you that you are with us wherever we are at this moment. And you will thrive upon the praise we're giving you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen and amen.
Good morning, church. Indeed, His grace is enough for us. So let's rise and worship our holy God. If you're leading me into deeper waters, may I not refuse. Jesus, I come, I surrender. All for your glory, I give my life. Here in this moment, I'm marked forever. I am yours.
Jesus, we just want to thank you that we've been able to come before you and worship this morning. We thank you for the worship team that has led us before the throne of God, and we pray that you bless each and every one of them, Lord. Father, we pray that as we go into the Word today, Father God, that your Word will be revealed to us. And we also pray that you bless all the offerings that are giving into your kingdom, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Be so very welcome to In Christ Singapore this morning. I just want to say that we appreciate all your prayers as we are working on the reopening of our physical church. And we do not yet have the exact date on that, but we pray that we can give you more details on that soon. Today I'll be talking about a changeless God and changing times, the eternal and self-sufficient God. And the thing about God is that he never changes, but people do. Time and environment can change around us, but God still stays the same. And if you take a moment to think about that for just a bit, how does that fact really change the way that we look to God, the way that we have our relationship with God? And can it actually strengthen our relationship with God to understand that he is an unchanging God? When it comes to revelation in our life, revelation is something is being revealed to us that is hidden. And so you could say that the opposite of revelation is something that is hidden. But once it becomes revealed, it comes to the light and it comes to an understanding as well. So the similar thing happens when God's character and attributes are revealed to us. That once we understand who he is and how the words describe him, it also influences the way that we live for him. It influences the way that we have a relationship with him. And we even understand how our strength can come from him in a greater manner. And during this time, we can feel that things around us are changing rapidly, and even all the time, there are changes all the time. And sometimes it may even be the challenge for us to try to keep up with everything that is going on, the discoveries or the changes around us. But even in the midst of a changing world, our God is still the same, and he does not change. His character, his attributes do not change. And we can always rely on him, and we can always trust him. And even in the midst of a changing world, God is the one who gives us wisdom. He is the one who gives us the wisdom for the situations that we face. And his wisdom will always be beyond our own wisdom. And the good thing about God is that he is not a mysterious God that we cannot know anything about. The good thing about our God and the God that we can see through the Bible is that he wants to be known to us. He even wants so much to be known to us and for us to draw so close to him that he would send his only son to earth to draw humankind closer to him, to be able to provide eternal life for us and also to draw us into his presence. And there is a passage that I would like to start with, and it's the passage where God reveals himself to Moses. And we can read from Exodus 3, 13 to 15. This is where God is calling Moses to lead the nation of Israel out of the slavery of Egypt. So, and in this setting, God is revealing part of who he is. He's revealing to Moses through who he is, through his name, one of his names. And it says in verse 13, then Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Moreover, God said to Moses, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. So as God is calling Moses to be a leader to the nation of Israel, in the midst of it, God also reveals a part of who he is to Moses. And he gives him the name, I am who I am, or Yahweh. And it's by this name that he shall be known to both to Moses himself, but also to the nation of Israel. And this name, I am who I am, or Yahweh, it really speaks about God's self-existence. It speaks about God. He is who he is. He is an unchanging God. And it speaks about also the relationship he has with his children or with his people. He is unchanging, and therefore he can be dependable as we follow him. Those who put their trust in him can know that he will not change, that he is who he says he is. And that's the good news for all of us, that when we come to God, we can know who our God is. It's not a mystery. It's not something that we have to guess what kind of a mood is God in today. Will he listen to my prayer? Will he not listen to my prayer? Have I done enough to earn him to hear me? Or is there still things I need to do in order to be heard by God himself? But when we come to him, when we approach him, we can know that what he said is the truth that we can rely on. He is faithful. And in every area of our life, we never have to doubt that God is for us. So it's in this passage that God reveals himself to Moses. I am the one who exists. Or I am the God who is not subject to change. I will always remain the same. And the same thing about God is that he is self-existent. He doesn't need anything or anybody in order to exist. But still, he longs for a relationship with you and me. That there is no change in God means that he is perfect in every area and aspect. And there is actually no need to change. When it comes to you and me, there's a lot of needs that needs to be changed. There's a lot of areas in our lives that can be improved. But when it comes to God, there is nothing that could be better. And even if there would be a change, it would actually not be for the better. It would probably be for the worse. Because he is perfect. He is not developing, he is not growing or maturing. He just is who he is. And he doesn't need to learn anything new. He is God. He already knows everything. He is already the perfect being or person that we can ever imagine. However, when it comes to our lives, we need changes. And we are not, even though we belong and we are children of God, there are still a lot of things in our lives that still needs to be subject to change. And oftentimes that is because of a certain area of our lives that is not in line with God's will. But the more we realize and understand that both the attributes and character of God, it will also strengthen our relationship with him. And it will make a change in ourselves as well. The more that we understand that God is who he says he is. And it will strengthen our walk with him. It will strengthen how much we depend on him. But also when we go back to the revelation that God gave Moses, there is a second part to it as well. Because in those same verses, in the same context, as God reveals himself as I am who I am, he also reveals himself to Moses that just as he demonstrated himself faithful to the ones, the fathers before him, he will also continue to be the same God to the people of Israel. He will continue to be that faithful God. As he has revealed himself in the past, he is that same to them, and he is that same God to us today. As God has been faithful in the past, he will be faithful to you and me. As the promises of God have been true to them, they are true to us today. So that name, by that name, he shall be remembered forever. So just as for Moses himself, that revelation became of a great importance for him as he stepped into the ministry that God had for him and the task that was ahead of him. There was a revelation. God had revealed to him, this is who I am. You can trust in me. I am the God who is everlasting. I am the God that is unchangeable. I am the God that is all-powerful even and self-sufficient. There is strength to find in God. There is encouragement in Him, and there is reliance that we can have on Him. And unfortunately, sometimes people have this view of God that He is a mystical in that way, that we can hardly know what He wants, what He desires. But the thing is that God has really revealed to us what He longs for and how He longs for people that give their hearts to Him and desire to walk with Him. They are revealed to us. So when it comes to that God that we serve that is unchangeable, and even though the world changes around us, the promises of God do not change. The character and attributes of God do not change. He is the same. And there are some things that I want to talk about today when it comes to that, and that is that He is eternal and self-sufficient God. Some of the attributes of God is that He is eternal and He is a self-sufficient God. And I also want to speak about in relation to how does that strengthen our lives? How does that strengthen our walk with God, knowing that this is who He is and that that will never change? If you look upon Isaiah 40:28-31, have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. He is understanding, is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So when we look upon this passage, we find so many wonderful promises about God. He is the everlasting God. Verse 28 tells us He is the everlasting God. He is the Creator. He neither faints nor is weary. So He is eternal. And there was neither a time He did not exist, or nor will there be a time where He does not exist. And He is also someone that does not get tired or weary like the rest of us. He is self-sufficient. He is independent. And He can give out all the time. Think about that. He is never tired and He is never out of strength. And all the time He has something to give to us as His children. There is always that overflow from our fathers into our lives. When we lack strength, He is our source of strength. He is that eternal source, and there will never be an end to it. There will be always more and more that He can make flow from heaven into our lives. And God does not need any rest, even though the Bible tells us that He rested when He was finished with His job, with His creation. But He doesn't rest because of tiredness, because the Bible tells us that He who keeps Israel neither slumbers nor sleep. So God is not in need of a sleep. Even though we as His creation do get tired and weary, when it comes to God, the more we realize is what kind of a God that we serve, the wonderful strength that can be received from a God that is everlasting, that will never slumber nor sleep. And Psalm 19 verse 2 tells us, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever You had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, You are God. From everlasting to everlasting, that means that He has no beginning, He has no end. And this sometimes can be beyond our comprehension. But I think it's good for us to acknowledge that our God is beyond our own time even. And As God, we are aware of our past and present, and we know the future ahead of us. But God is different. He may not have a beginning nor an end. So He's not subjected to time as we are. And therefore, sometimes we may see God as an old man, you know, with a gray hair and a gray beard, and people have this image of an old man. But God is not someone that we can say God is old. God is, even though, because in the eyes of God, the Bible tells us in 2 Peter 3 and 8, that even 1,000 years in the eyes of God are just like a day or a few hours. And I'm sorry, even 1,000 years are just like in the eyes of God like a day or a few hours. So there's a different time zone even. There's a different, when it comes to eternity, eternity is different to what we experience on this earth. So the more we realize that God is eternal and that God has made us eternal through the blood and the death of Jesus Christ, the more we also realize that our life is just like a small dot in comparison to the eternity that awaits us. And in comparison to living forever with God because Jesus Christ has become our Lord and Savior. You know, all of humankind has eternity in them in that sense. All of us are going to exist forever. The question is just, where are we going to spend eternity? Because the Bible is so clear, in order to have eternal life, we need to go through the door that is Jesus Christ and receive Him as our Lord. And if we don't do that, the Bible is very clear that those that are without Christ will have to have eternity and damnation. But all of us will live forever in that sense. But thankfully for us that have Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have eternal life waiting for us. So the more we realize, wow, our God is eternal. Because we look upon the world today and people are so short-sighted. People are really living their life for the next iPhone, even selling some you know, valuable things in their lives that may have so much more value than the iPhone in order to get the newest iPhone. I mean, you hear of terrible stories of what people are willing to do in order to gain things that give them some kind of a comfort that is not even a necessary comfort in this life. So we see that the world is backing away from what we were actually created to be. Because when we look at Abraham, when we look at the people that walked before us, their eyes were always on eternity. Their eyes were always on where they were going after this life. And the same for us, because the more we realize that just as our God is eternal, it's one of His attributes, you and me will also live for eternity, and we will live for eternity with Him. And the more we have our eyes on that, the more we can live for that. The more we can live for values that have eternal value and not just some temporal values in this lifetime. Because it's very obvious that when we are done with this life, we're not going to be able to take our money with us. We're not going to be able to take the beautiful home that we have created or the material things that we have, even though they are comfort in this life and they are blessing in this life. But if that's all we live for, it will not last. Only the things that have eternal value will last for eternity. So it's important that the things that we invest in right now is not just for the time that it's going to look like a small dot in comparison to the eternity when we come to heaven. It's important that what we live for now will last beyond that small dot of our lifetime here on earth and have the eternal value that God has called us to. So understanding God is eternal, it helps us to put our focus on who He is. It helps us to put our focus on what is more worthy and of more value than today's comfort. And if we come back to Isaiah, we find in Isaiah 40 and verse 28 how it reminds us that God is an everlasting God that neither faints nor is weary. He is self-sufficient. And therefore, I find it so interesting that the Bible tells us that still God is jealous for us. You know, God doesn't need us. He is self-sufficient. But still, He is jealous for us. Still, He longs for us. Still, He wants to give us all of the things that He has promised us in Christ. And still, He has gone that far to give His life for us. It just speaks about the love of God that is not out of a selfish way of thinking, but it's out of His heart of abundance. And verse 29, it reminds us as well, as it says in verse 29, He gives power to the weak, and those who have no might, He increases strength. So it shows us that everlasting God that we serve, He does not faint or He does not grow weary. But as we draw strength from Him, the self-sufficient God, the all-powerful God, when we draw strength from Him, even when we are weak, we are strengthened. Because it's not the strength that is from our own, but it's the strength from our God. And as it says in Psalm 121 and verse 4, "Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." So God is not in need of a sleep. That's good news for us. Because that means that He is not on our office hours. He is not on a 9 to 5 or 9 to 6 kind of a schedule where we have to reach Him at a certain time of the day because that's where His ear is listening. But thankfully, He is available. He is always there as soon as we utter our prayers, as soon as we pour out our hearts before Him. God is able and willing to listen, and He's ready to come to our aid. And He is also ready to receive our worship. So every minute, every hour of the day, we can be so thankful that we serve a God that neither sleeps nor slumbers. He is always there. He is always available. He is always there for His children. And it's from this self-sufficient God that our strength comes from. As I said before, there is a source. He is a source that is never ending. There is never like, okay, that's about it. You've gotten your share for the day or for the whole year. You have to wait another year until you can come back and get another share of the strength in your life. But He is our main source of strength. Or that is how God intended for it to be. And that is how it should be in our life. But oftentimes we try for so many other sources to be able to fill up, to be able to strengthen us. Of course we need things that are good for our soul. We need sleep. We need social settings and to be around good people and good friends. But in all of that, that should never take the place that God is intended to have in our lives. Because God gives sleep, not sleep, God gives strength that is beyond what any good sleep can give us. You know, sometimes we can be tired and it can be that it's not even physical tiredness. And no matter how much a person may sleep, no matter how much a person may take care of their physical well-being and so on, but if the relationship with God is not there, there is still a missing part in their lives that a strength should come from that is beyond a natural strength. And when a person feels that there is exhaustion in different areas of life, He is the one who gives us strength. He is the one that we can come to. You know, being with our spouse and our families and our friends can be like a refreshing wind in our life. We all know that, how it is to sit with good friends, how it is to have a meal with a good friend, or sit with our family members and have a quality time. All of that can be a refreshing thing into our lives. But still, none of it can compare to the relationship with God. None of it can compare to the strength that we can receive from the throne room of God. And if you think about that the next time you come before God, that He is the self-sufficient God. He is beyond time. And He has always existed. He is the great I Am. And He is a personal God. He is an all-knowing God. And in the midst of that, when we come before, we meditate on what He is. We meditate on the greatness of God. And how, when we go through challenges in life, He can be the source of strength. When we feel like we have come to the end of ourselves, when we feel like there is no way forward in a situation, or when we plainly just feel exhausted, even though we may be doing things that we love, but there is still that tiredness. It's important that we realize then that we belong to God, and He is the one who wants to meet us. And because the Bible tells us even that young men get tired, but those who wait on the Lord will receive strength. As Isaiah 40, 30 and 31 tells us, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You know, these are good news for us. In the same passage, we're speaking about our eternal God, that He doesn't get weary. He doesn't get tired. But in that same passage, we know that even the young man can get tired. You know, sometimes, remembering when we were young, we probably felt full of strength, even though we could sleep many, many hours as we were growing. But there was that strength, there was that energy to do certain things. We kind of maybe, you know, when you are younger, when you're a teenager, you know, you think that's going to be how it's always going to be. But it's, even the Bible tells us, even the young man can get tired. But everyone that puts their, that waits on the Lord shall renew their strength. And not only that, those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles. And the thing is that sometimes we think of us as so self-sufficient. But it can never work that way, because all of us, we need God and we need His strength. We need Him to strengthen our inner man. And God will help those that wait on Him. God will help those that come to Him in dependence on Him. And as we wait on Him, it speaks about that we will mount up on wings like eagles. And I don't know if you've ever seen how an eagle soars over the sky. But there is something about that picture, as you look upon an eagle soaring in the sky, that it seems so effortless. And I don't know if you know, but when an eagle comes across a storm, it will spread out its wings, so the wind will pick it up and lift it up off the storm. So while the storm is raging and it's soaring above it, it kind of makes use of the wind that comes and the storm that comes. And in the end, it kind of starts to soar above the storm. It does not escape the storm as it has to go through it, but it's just using it to lift itself higher and above it. And thinking about that picture of an eagle, you know, in many ways, we can look upon that in our own life. When the storms of life comes, and we need to understand that God is the source of our strength. Because as the Bible says, when you wait on Him, that's when the strength comes. And that's where this image of an eagle comes as well. That doesn't mean that just like the eagle, when it's soaring in the sky and it's soaring through the storm and it's coming above it, it doesn't mean that it skips the challenge of it. And the same thing for us, you know, life gets challenging. Life has obstacles. Life has things that we go through that are not always so fun to have to go through, or not so fun to have to encounter. But the thing is that we can choose at that moment if we're going to start to use our own power and strength, and we're going to look like a kind of a bird that is just flapping their wings left and right and trying to get through it. You know, most birds would try to avoid the storm, but for some reason the eagle uses the storm and uses the heavy wind to lift itself higher. And it may and the same thing for us. If we try to do it in our own strength and power, to go through challenges, to go through the things in life without looking to God, it often just looks like a crash landing over and over again. And it's not a very pretty picture because you're trying so much in our own strength. Instead of realizing that when we rely on God, it doesn't mean that we escape storms. It doesn't mean that we escape challenges. All of us have been through challenges, and all of us will continue to face different challenges. But the question is how we go through it. Because if we go through it in the strength of God, by waiting on Him and trusting in Him, we will come through it. And when we come through it, we start to soar above it. And suddenly we are going from something that was so difficult, but our faith and our trust was in God, and we relied on God. We were not trying to flip and flop with our own in our own ways, but we really put our trust in the Lord. And when we do so, suddenly we soar, and we soar above it because our faith is in God. And then when we come through it, our relationship with the Lord is even stronger because we realize that that's the self-sufficient God that is the source of all the strength that I need in my life at all times, at every obstacle. When I rely on that, I'm not relying on myself and my own power alone. I'm relying on Him beyond anything else. And when that strength of God comes, and when that help of God comes, and that wisdom of God comes, yes, we will see challenges at times, and we will see that things are not always as we want it to be, but because of Him, we come through it, and we come through it still in the peace of God, still having the peace of God. And as we come through it, we have become stronger in our faith in God. We've become stronger in knowing who our God is, because He is who He says He is. I am who I am. We can trust in Him. We can rely on Him. And if we know that He is and He will accomplish what He has said, we can know that we can come through and we can have a stronger and firmer footing, because it's not because of us, but because of Him. So we have to. It's important that we do not let the current challenges in our life or the current changes all around us bring us down. But we need to choose to rely on God. That is our source. That will help us to face things and even soar higher. That the challenge doesn't make us fall back to the ground. The challenge doesn't keep us on the ground. The storm doesn't keep us on the ground or looking for a shelter somewhere so that we don't even have to face it. But we can soar through it. We can come through it with a firm footing and even stronger. So God is the one who renews us. And He is the one who we need to choose to take the focus of ourselves and put it onto God. Take the focus of our limitation and onto the possibilities in Him. God is not you and me. God is not human. God is eternal. God is self-sufficient. And because of that, He is the source of strength. He is the source of help. And because of that, He has so much that you and me need, as long as we choose to trust Him, rely on Him, seek Him, and walk with Him. Even in the midst of storms, we can still be okay. Hallelujah. So praise God that that promise is for us today. Praise God that God is still just the same as when this was written. And He does never change, but He is the same. Amen. Let me pray with us. Hallelujah. Father, we just want to thank You for today, Lord. Father, we thank You that You are a God that is eternal God. You are self-sufficient God. You are unchanging God. And then, Lord, when we look upon Your word and we see your love and compassion to people. We know that that love and compassion is true for us today, Lord. But Father, I want to pray for those that may be, because of the changes that are happening all around us, changes at work, changes in family, changes in different areas of life. And maybe some of those changes have come so fast that it's been hard for some of those that are listening to actually see them coming and work their way through them, Lord. But Lord, I thank you that right now, Jesus, you are the one who gives them the strength to come through it, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that even though things are changing, you are not changing. You are the same. You're still faithful. You're still good. And the strength that you have always given to your people is available for them today, Lord. And I just want to stand together with them, Lord, that right now you be the wind that lifts them up, Father God, that brings them up again, that lifts them up from whatever heaviness or heavy loads they have experienced, and that once again they can see the joy of the Lord in their lives, the wisdom of God in their lives, and they can think clearer than they have been able to do for a while, Lord. Because, Father God, you show them the opportunity as they soar above, and as they come from the ground and they come from everything that they see right in front of them, Lord, you help them and you change their view and you help them to see what you see. And suddenly, instead of seeing the impossibilities, they see the possibilities. And they see, instead of seeing the obstacles, they see the one who brings down the obstacles, Father. We praise you and we worship before that, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.